Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Big color, bigger savings. Sherwin-Williams Super Sale is here. Get 40% off paints and stains June 5th through the 11th with prices starting at $30.89. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Hi, I'm Harriet Thomas, and this is There's a Walk for That. A few years ago, I went looking for adventure. What I actually found was the end of years of back pain, a body that finally fit my clothes again, and something I never expected, a personal wellness sanctuary right outside my door. I'm not a doctor or a fitness expert, just someone who discovered a daily habit that revitalized my health, my emotions, and even my sense of purpose. From easing stress to shrinking your waistline, there really is a walk for that. Join me as I explore the power of walking with inspiring guests and offer tips to help you make walking a fun, transformative part of your day. Plus, download my free Walk Yourself Wonderful guide. Find me on Instagram at feelgoodwalk and click the link in my bio. Welcome to the second episode in my holiday season series. In last week's show, I explored how walking can help you keep calm. So if you ever feel overwhelmed or anxious, you can catch that episode wherever you get your podcasts. Today, the focus is on how walking benefits our physical health. I'm joined by GP Dr. Alistair Hallam and weight loss coach Debbie Ashmole. Debbie is the queen of mindset, and if you've ever made a New Year's resolution only to abandon it days later, and who hasn't, stay with us until the end of the show for her practical tips on making healthy habits stick. And I'll be sharing my own drop a dress size story. If you're ready to plan for better health in 2026, this show is for you. So let's head off to a cafe in Beaconsfield, just west of London, where Dr. Hallam and I met up for a pre-walk coffee. So tell us a little bit about yourself, about your work as a GP, where you work.
I work for the National Health Service in the UK. I'm a general practitioner, and I came to medicine quite late. I went to Africa and spent about 10 years working for humanitarian organisations. People like Save the Children Fund, Oxfam, the UN. And during that time, I met some inspirational doctors, decided I wanted to study medicine. I started studying when I was 35 and qualified when I was 40, then went through the various training stages, finally became a general practitioner, a GP. And I do work in a number of places. One, just standard general practice clinic. If you turn up to your local GP, I could be working there as a locum. I do out-of-hours work, so if you've got a headache at night and you phone the emergency number, you might end up speaking to me sometimes. And but most of what I do is I'm a prison doctor. So I work in Oxford's largest prison, which is a male prison, which has got about 1,100 prisoners in. It's called HMP Bullingdon. We're remand in that we bring in new people from the courts. They stay a relatively short time, and then they either are released or they go to a prison for longer sentence. And they're called training prisons, where they have a chance to think about rehabilitation and other activities. So we're a bit of a short stay prison, which brings in lots and lots of complications. People often don't stay long enough for us to really help them. We get lots of people with mental health problems, with alcohol addiction, with opiate addiction, with learning difficulties, with neurodiversity.
So, we have this lovely thing called walking, which we know is great for mental health, but it's not accessible to people in the prison system.
You know, what do you do when you're feeling stressed, when you're feeling a bit down? Lots of people go out for walks, or they phone friends and family, or they go into nature. And they're all things that prisoners can't do. They can't go off for a walk. It's hard for them to phone. But particularly the lack of nature, I think, is really difficult. And that's why they're, you know, one of the many reasons why they're at increased risk of self-harm and suicide. So they don't have those outlets that people outside prison have. So, but in the community, you get the full range of things. But we know many of those would be improved by activity. There's six sort of major points. First one is that if you walk, you live a longer, healthier life. So the evidence I saw, 11 minutes a day of moderate physical activity, such as brisk walking, lowers the risk of an early death. And that's research done at Cambridge.
I love that, 11 yeah. minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, 11 minutes, we can all fit 11 minutes in.
Well, yeah, it is amazing, isn't it? And I think the research showing that whatever you do is good. You know, it used to be you must do 30 minutes, 20 minutes must be vigorous. But actually, whatever you do is...
Movement. Yeah. Just move.
Yeah, move.
Yeah.
It makes your body feel better. So moving benefits your whole body, eases muscle pain and stiffness,
yeah.
particularly lower back, hips and legs.
Oh, I mean, that was me, sciatica, yeah. yeah.
And it's weight-bearing, so it's good for your bones. And so it can slow bone loss. Three, boosts your energy and mood, increases your blood flow, helping oxygen and nutrients move around your body, releases natural chemicals, and that was based on a review of 17 studies. You get better sleep. A walk outside when exposed to natural light helps maintain your natural body clock. So,
Oh, that's interesting. Actually, I suppose that slightly links in with when I was talking to Alice a couple of weeks ago about...
Come on then, be nice. There's a good girl. Come on then.
Disorder.
Yes, yes.
And it was like, go and walk in the...
Hello, hi there.
To turn your body clock on.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's important. Keep your mind sharp. There's an increased flow of blood, oxygens and nutrients to your brain. So the memory, the part of the body responsible for memory, improved with regular walking.
Wow.
And the last one was to improve your immune system. So a number of studies have shown that walking at a brisk pace can increase the white blood cells in your body, which helps with your immune system. And now what's happening is lots of community practices are having social prescribers.
Right.
So you prescribe exercise, you prescribe... a reading group, you prescribe not medicines to get people to be more active, to be more linked in socially. And we know that there's benefits from those sort of activities. Those that walk know how lovely it is, but there's some science as well. And there's millions of studies out there. I think if people are interested, you can just Google them. But
I think instead of Googling them, my suggestion is simply to make a commitment to walk every day.
Yeah.
Because you'll actually experience those benefits.
Yeah.
So you'll know it in yourself.
Yes.
Which is more powerful than just reading it.
Yeah.
I feel anyway.
And it doesn't even need to be every day. It's whatever you can fit into your routine, isn't it?
Right.
I mean, instead of saying, get off the bus one stop early and walk that last stop, you know, take the stairs, not the lift. All sorts of little ways of... Yeah. Getting in a bit more exercise is good for you. Obviously, if you're lucky enough to be in this lovely countryside,
yeah.
then to get out and enjoy the countryside.
But, I mean, I live in, you know, a very urban setting now.
Yeah.
So it's hard for me to get out into proper countryside.
Whoa, did I just say it's hard for me to get into proper countryside? That sounds like an excuse not to walk. Let's hear what Dr. Hallam says about walking in a very urban environment.
You know, they've got the big park, the Royal Parks, obviously, but just lots and lots of other spaces, lots of beautiful roads. I love walking in London.
You're listening to me, Harriet Thomas, on There's a Walk for That, here on UK Health Radio. We've just heard from Dr. Hallam about how walking supports a longer, healthier life. And of course, a key part of long-term health for many people is maintaining a healthy weight. After the break, I'll be talking to weight loss coach Debbie Ashmole. She is now a petite size 10, but she used to be a size 20. How did she lose the weight? And more importantly, how did she keep it off? That's coming up after the break.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to There's a Walk for That with me, Harriet Thomas. In today's show, we're talking about how walking benefits our physical health. Next up, can walking be part of your strategy to maintain a healthy weight? Let's find out with weight loss coach Debbie Ashmole.
I'm a weight loss and healthy lifestyle coach. I help people not only lose weight, but to make lifestyle changes along the way and throughout maintenance, because it's about stopping this yo-yo dieting. You know, I'm on a diet, I'm off a diet, and that's not my approach. I want people to, yes, they're kind of on a diet to lose the weight, but along the way, we make those little lifestyle changes. And I say to my clients, if I said to you today, a lifetime of bad habits, it's got to stop immediately. Well, it's unrealistic and it's unsustainable. But if I say to you, along the way, whilst you're losing weight and whilst we're getting into a maintenance program, we will make lifestyle changes so that by the time you get to your goal weight, you won't actually want to go back to your old lifestyle. And it's about support. It's about accountability. I myself used to be a size 20 for about 17 years. You name the diet out there, I've done it. You know, losing weight is difficult and trying to do it on your own is even harder. And that's where I come in, is having the guidance, the support and the accountability really does help you stick with something. And it helps you make those changes, because people have this idea, oh, they just need to eat less and move more. And that's not actually the truth. There's a lot of self-sabotage. There's a lot of emotional eating, boredom eating. And you've got to deal with those problems along the way, because if you're not going to deal with the root cause as to why you got so big, then you're going to continue this yo-yoing. So I really try and focus on the health aspect, and being slimmer becomes a byproduct of that. And I managed to do that. I'm an emotional eater. I've managed to make those changes. I think you will always be an emotional eater, but you learn how to control it. So do I emotionally eat? Yeah, I do. But it might happen 2 to 3 times a year rather than 2 to 3 times a week. So that's why I'm so passionate, because it was literally life-changing for me. And I never thought, you know, you imagine 17 years being that size, you just think, I'll never get there.
For so many of us, the idea of losing weight gets tangled up with how we look. But as Debbie and I discussed, it's really about so much more than that. Keeping a healthy weight has a huge impact on your energy, your mood, and your long-term health. So we started off this section by taking a look at some stats.
Sometimes people think that weight or caring about your weight is simply a matter of fashion. You want to get into a size 10 dress or whatever it is. I pulled up some figures actually from gov.co.uk. It says in 2022 to 23, 64% of adults aged 18 years and over in England were estimated to be overweight or living with obesity. It carries on to say obesity is associated with reduced life expectancy, a risk factor for a range of chronic diseases, including cardiovascular disease, type 2 diabetes, cancer, liver, and respiratory disease. And it can also impact on mental health. Mm. And for anyone listening, this is not about shaming.
Absolutely not.
It's not about that. You see, I think we have this word, which to me is a dirty word, and the word is convenience.
Yeah.
And for me, pretty much everything that is convenient is bad for you.
I couldn't agree more. Why our grandparents? You didn't have obesity back then. You didn't have all these illnesses. You didn't have all these children with ADHD and what was different back there to now? You didn't have these crops that were bombarded with all these chemicals and everything. You didn't have the ultra-processed food. You didn't have the quick microwave meal. That is the difference. And unfortunately, big food, big pharma, they're in it together, because big food makes you sick and then they pass you on to big pharma that wants to sell you their drugs.
It's a whole marketing industry, money-making industry,
yes,
that is sort of set against us, unfortunately. But I also wanted to say, you were comparing previous generations with now in terms of convenience food. And, of course, the other difference, the other reason why there was virtually no obesity was people moved more, right?
Yes.
We didn't have cars or two or three cars per family. People would walk. I'd like to bring that conversation to exercise and to walking in particular, because one of the things that I like about walking, which I think fits in with our conversation, is that to me, it's a very natural form of exercise. We're not going to a gym. We don't have to put on Lycra. A lot of people feel self-conscious about going to the gym.
I was just going to say that. A lot of people feel self-conscious. And I mean, there was no ways you were going to get me into swimming lengths, going to the gym, doing any classes because of the size of my body. Plus, there's the cost of it. Plus, when you're carrying a lot of weight, it's not easy to go in and you know, do that kind of high-impact class or something. Walking you can do on your own. Walking you can do any time. And walking you can go any distance.
You're listening to There's a Walk for That with me, Harriet Thomas. This is the show where we explore how walking can help you obtain health in mind and body. Before the break, I was talking to weight loss coach Debbie Ashmole about how walking offers an accessible exercise. Here, Debbie describes how she encourages her clients to begin their walking journey to fitness.
You know, some of my clients, I will bring walking in and I'll say, you know, right, we need to just up the exercise. And it was like, oh, I couldn't do that, or my knees because of the extra weight, and I've got all the pressure on my knees. And it's like, I'm not asking you to walk a marathon. All you need to do today is go to your front door, walk to the end of the road and walk back. And then they do that for a week. And then we say, right, now, you know, walk a little bit further, and you slowly increase it. And then before you know it, you're walking around the block. And then before you know it, you're actually not just doing the block, because now you're getting more confident. And, you know, walking, you're setting off the endorphins. You're getting your heart rate up. How many times you must have done this? How many times you think, oh, I was tired tonight. I just really don't feel like going. And then you say, no. And you force yourself and off you go. And you come back, whether it be half an hour, an hour, however long, you come back. And you're buzzing, you feel amazing, and you just think, I'm so glad I did that. You sleep better that night, and I love walking. I absolutely love walking.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks,
like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
Hello, I'm Harriet Thomas, and this is There's a Walk for That, where today I'm in conversation with weight loss coach Debbie Ashmole. Debbie has shared how back when she was a size 20, there was no way she was stepping foot in a gym. So instead, she started walking, and it didn't just help her reach her weight loss goals, it's been key to maintaining them too. And as we'll hear, walking has also brought Debbie so many other benefits, from lifting her mood to boosting her focus and productivity.
It also has a mental effect. You know, sometimes because I don't know about you, but I work from home. So, you know, you're sitting here and it's so easy to, oh, I just need to do this, or I need to catch up on admin, or I actually, in my diary, I'll block out, and I've got clients and everything, and then I'll block out an hour. And I look at my diary, it's like, oh, okay, fine. And I force myself to get out. Mentally, you need that mental stimulation. But I find that it really helps me clear my head. So I will go out walking. You're not at the end of a phone or an email, and it's time to enjoy nature and the beauty. And some of the walks around here, you know, we've got the pond, we've got the canal, you've got the forests. And you come back, and that hour, I've come back and I've been so much more productive than if I had stayed here and tried to cram to catch up that extra work. And actually, I feel the rest of the afternoon I've probably been more productive. All that tension just leaves your body, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Plus, you're getting the vitamin D. You're getting the sunshine. You're getting the, you know, and even if it's not shining in England, you know, you're still getting that through the clouds, and you're grounding yourself. You're getting away from all the technology and that, and you're grounding yourself. There's a lot of benefits in grounding as well. Or you could also, you know, you could have some difficulties or some problems, or, you know, you've had a fight with your boss or your partner or your mother. I just find that it gives you time to kind of to focus on you. And you could get time to sort through those thoughts and those processes. And quite often you come back from a walk and you've got more clarity about whatever that situation is.
So it's a wonderful place to go when you're struggling with any kind of issue.
Absolutely.
You're listening to me, Harriet Thomas, on There's a Walk for That here on UK Health Radio. My guest, weight loss and healthy living coach Debbie Ashmole, has been sharing why she loves walking, not just for the physical and weight loss benefits, but also for how much it helps her mental well-being too. So if you're sitting there thinking, I need a bit of that in my life, you might be wondering, how do you actually start a daily walking habit and make it stick? Well, listen in, because Debbie's about to share her tips on how to swap an unhealthy habit for one that really supports your health.
I really want to take us back to something that you've repeated a couple of times, this idea of building a habit or starting something new with these little baby steps. Mm. And I loved that idea of simply going out of the door, walking to the end of the road and walking back. Because sometimes, you know, we set ourselves these impossible tasks. Mm. I do it every new year. You know, every new year, yeah, this is the new year, I'm going to get a six-pack. Right. All I need to do is 45 minutes of stomach exercises every morning. And, you know, first morning, yeah, rock it. Second morning, third morning, this is really boring. Painful, I'm not enjoying it. A week later, I've forgotten about it. the habit has not stuck. I'm back to square one.
I don't set New Year's resolutions anymore. What I do, because you always break them, what I do is I set things that I'm not going to do. You know, I will say, right, this year, I'm not going to, when I finished work, go and throw myself on the sofa and put TV on or scroll through my phone. And then when I'm saying I'm not going to do what I need to replace that, well, I'm going to go for a walk. So when I finished work, I'm now, instead of throwing myself on the sofa, I'm going to go for a walk. It doesn't have to be an hour and a half walk. It could be a 10-minute walk. So on my really busy day, sometimes I've literally only got 10 minutes. I did last year get an indoor walker thing for exactly that reason. If it is chucking it down with rain, but I've got a 10-minute gap between clients, I run downstairs, get on it for 10 minutes, and then I come back. And I can't, you know, and even if I did that three or four times during the day, already I've done my half an hour walking.
Yeah, I love that. That's what I call a micro walk. Sometimes I'll do that as well. If I've got a really busy day, I'll think, okay, I haven't got 40 minutes or an hour for a walk. I'll just 10 minutes. I've got a route that I know is 10 minutes. I'll just do that route. And like you, and I think this is quite important, I schedule it in my diary, so I know I'm going to work from this time to this time, 10 minute walk, then from this time to this time, 10 minute walk. And if you don't prioritize your walk by putting it in your diary, it won't happen, because
we plan for everything in our life. We plan a meeting that goes in the diary. Oh, I need to go to a grocery shop. We plan for everything in our life. But what we don't do is plan for our health. We don't plan for our exercise, walking, whatever that might be. You know, we don't plan for let me make up some extra meals because I know I've got a really busy week this week and I don't want to be shooting out and buying a microwave meal. If you think about things we do plan for, why are we not planning getting out and walking, making healthy meals, changing our lifestyle, things like that? So there are different ways of doing our everyday life, is I think the point I'm trying to get to.
You're listening to me, Harriet Thomas, on There's a Walk for That, here on UK Health Radio. So far, we've heard from Dr. Alistair Hallam on how walking can help us live longer, healthier lives, and from Debbie Ashwell on how walking can support healthy weight loss and, crucially, how to maintain it. Now we've come to the final piece of the puzzle, consistency. How do we keep going? How do we set a resolution and actually stick to it? Whether that's walking or any New Year goal you've got in mind. Debbie knows this from lived experience, and in this final part of the show, she shares the mindset shifts that helped her get where she wanted to go. And as she says so simply at the end, it really is within your power.
Well, anyone who's listening, who's thinking, I'd like to start walking, what do I do? You know, you've already talked about starting in small steps. It might just be down the end of the road, and that's absolutely great. So are there any other tips that you can give people to try and make walking part of a healthy lifestyle?
I think you alluded to it earlier. Don't set yourself up for failure. So don't say, right, okay, now, let me get some walking. Right, every day I'm going to get out and I'm going to, even if it's just 10 minutes, you might do day one, day two, day three, something might happen. And then you look and think, oh, I failed because I didn't do Thursday and Friday's walk. Whereas if you start small and build up and say, right, I'm going to start bringing walking into my lifestyle. So once a week, I'm going to go, and different people will be differently. Some people might only manage 10 minutes. Some people might manage half an hour or an hour. And you focus on saying, I'm going to do that once a week. If you end up doing that two or three times a week, that's a bonus. But then you're not looking at yourself as a failure because you've done that once. And then you can build up and you can say after a couple, you know what, I'm going to make sure that I walk twice a week or three times a week. So start small and build up.
And there was one thing I wanted to ask you about, actually. So I originally started walking every day because I have a very sedentary job. So I'm sitting at my desk, you know, 7-8 hours a day. And I was really getting very, very bad sciatica. That's why I started walking every day. Fast forward 6 weeks, and a friend of mine had her 60th birthday party. And I was trying to decide what to wear. The only pair of trousers I had was very nice kind of dinner trousers, but I knew they were too small. They'd been too small for years, but I just kind of kept them because I liked them. And I thought, oh, let me just try them on because I really don't want to go shopping. And I tried on these trousers and it was like... Glory. But they fit. What? Glory. They fit, they look really nice. I was like... What's going on here? And I just thought, well, it's got to be the walking. I eat a pretty healthy diet. But what I had noticed with walking was that I wasn't really snacking anymore. I felt like my appetite had sort of, I don't even know the name for it.
Your appetite is suppressed. Those endorphins are being set off. Those feel-good hormones are being set off. I think another aspect to, suddenly the trousers fit, is walking and other exercise as well. But walking, it changes your body shape. So you might not necessarily, you might get on the scale and you still weigh the same. But your body shape's changed and you've lost inches. I say now, this to my clients all the time. It's not about the number on the scale. It's about the dress size and how your clothes fit and how you feel in your own skin. That's actually really important.
So for our listeners out there, it's set achievable goals, which may be once a week and it may just be to the end of the road.
Yeah.
And then build up slowly, try and keep that pattern and build it up.
You'll be surprised how quickly you talk about, okay, I'm going to do it once a week. And then before you know it, you don't want to miss the day. Now you're doing it 6 days a week and then because you don't want to miss it.
And as you said, the walking has so many effects that actually if you miss your walk, you do feel it. It's not just the exercise, it's the sleep, it's the feeling calm, it's the feeling refreshed. These are really valuable things.
Yeah.
And what I love is that there's such a simple way to get them.
I mean, we're both very, very lucky. You know, we both work at home, so we control our own diaries and we can fit and say, right, I'm going to go and do a walk. But actually, you'll be surprised for all those people that might be listening and think, oh, it's okay for them, but I work in an office, a 9-to-5 or whatever. How many office-bound workers there's so much work and I'll just work through my lunch. You'll get a lunch hour or a lunch half hour. I would be saying, put it in your diary and stop yourself. Put an alarm on your phone or something. Your lunch hour, even if it is in the middle of London or in the middle of a city and you don't have a park, you know, a lot of places have parks. Just say to yourself, you know what, I'm actually going to take my half hour lunch break today and I'm going to go for I'll walk 15 minutes out and then 15 minutes back and I'm back in half an hour. And the minute you start planning and putting that in your diary and your thought process, you'll be amazed at the benefits it will bring you.
Absolutely. And of course, for anyone who is in that situation, you know, maybe there's a colleague at work that would like to do that with you.
Exactly.
You know, again, going back to that accountability makes it easier not to duck out of it. If there's two of you or three of you, it goes back to that healthier way of living.
Yes.
You know, healthier way of working, healthier way of eating, healthier way of exercising.
The whole thing. Which is going to bring healthier relationships and healthier happier relationships and happier families. And we don't realize the knock-on effect, how much better it makes our lives in the long run.
Wow.
It comes down to your mindset and your control and what do you want for you and what do you want for your life. And is it going to be easy? No, of course it's not going to be easy. But Is being ill easy? No, it's hard. Is being overweight easy? No, it's hard. Is being unfit easy? No, because you're out of breath and, you know, nothing's easy. So, you know, choose your hard or choose your easy.
A big thank you to today's guests, Dr. Alistair Hallam and weight loss coach Debbie Ashmole. Between them, they've given us both the reasons to walk every day and some genuinely practical tips to help make it stick. If you'd like those ideas close to hand, you can download my free Walk Yourself Wonderful guide. Just head to www.feelgoodwalk.com or find me on Instagram at feelgoodwalk and click the link in my bio. Until next week, whatever you do, keep walking.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.